I'm looking forward to spending time with everybody there. But it's been busy. How many of you been busy? It has been busy lately for me. I'm sure for a lot of people. There's an old saying that I used to hear. I've never used this. I'm just going to throw it out there for you. But you get so busy sometimes you don't know whether you're coming or going. You ever heard that? How many of you this morning know whether you're coming or going? I want to talk to you about that this morning. Because as church members, my real question for you is this. Are you coming in and are you going out? Okay? So let's think about this. And if you will, I'm going to read to you this morning from Matthew chapter 9. I'm going to ask that you stand with me in honor of God's Word this morning. Matthew chapter 9, beginning in verse number 35. And then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. And then he said to the disciples, "The harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Father, we thank you so much for this day, for your grace and your mercy upon us. Father, you have given us what we don't deserve. You have given us hope and joy and life. And you've asked us to share it. And I pray, Father, we are strengthened as your people to do it and to honor you as you have honored us. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Now strengthen us, we ask, in your word. And to your glory alone we ask it. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please. Are you coming in and going out? You see what Jesus was doing. He was traveling. He was in their synagogues. He was in their towns and their cities. He was among all of the people, and he was healing them. He was doing everything to help them, to comfort them, to show them the love and the mercy of God in the flesh. And people were beginning to follow him, and they were everywhere. They were just everywhere. And it got to a point where Jesus stopped, and he looked out among the people, and he looked upon them with compassion. With compassion. I'm going to share this. I've said this. Every time I've reviewed this passage or shared this passage, I always say this because it stung me when I first heard it. You know, I was in seminary as an adult male before I ever heard these words, and I want you to hear these words. We cannot begin to feel with the compassion that Christ has for people until we can learn to see with the eyes that Christ looks with at the people. And when he looked at the people, they were weary and scattered. And he had compassion for them. He didn't start segregating them based on what their problems were. He just said they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. And any one of us, if we have one sheep that is astray, what will we do to find it? And that's the eyes that Christ is looking at us with. There's one that's out there. He needs to be brought in. Let's get him. He has compassion. And he was coming in and going out to be with those that needed him. He was a friend. How many of you know Jesus as a friend? Amen. Jesus, I know Jesus as a friend, but I want to ask you, do you know what the word friendship means? What does that mean to you? Someone who agrees with you in everything? Because the Bible tells us sometimes that it's good for our brother to tell us the truth, right? Even if it hurts. There's a Native American term for friendship that I came across years ago, and I want you to hear this. This is the definition that the Native Americans, this particular group, and I don't remember which group, this is how they described a friend. You know, we think of them as companions and allies, but they said a friend was one who carries my sorrows on his back. Now, is that hit the point? Is that the nail on the head? One who carries my sorrows on his back. And yet, I want to point out to you that Jesus, as we are reminded in the Psalms, we could ask this about Jesus himself. What is God, or what is man, that God is mindful of him? What is man that God is mindful of him? He's a friend. He's one who carries my sorrows on his back. He's not just my ally. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my God. And he is calling us as his people to be like him, to look at the people and to see the people as he has seen them, weary and scattered. How many times have we come in the church with weary bones, feeling like it would just be better if we could just be scattered out in the lawn and forgotten, trampled underfoot? How many times have we ourselves felt the need and wanted the help but never even reached out though? Didn't seek it because, you know, I don't take help from anybody. We all have to face ourselves at some point. We all have to realize our limitations when we face ourselves in those moments. And sometimes in the moments and in the crisis of life, we have to realize God is the only way that we have. But also, for us as a church, we have to come to a crisis in life and realize we are the only answer that God is giving for somebody who is having that crisis in life. And when he is looking at the people with compassion, he is asking us to share that same vision and to have that same heart and that same love. He's not asking us to come in and sit down and be still. He's asking us to come in and to go out. How many of you know this is true? Jesus did not stand on the hillside looking at the people and tell those standing around him, "Boy, I have a lot of compassion for them. I wonder what it's going to cost me to help. I wonder what it's going to cost to see them have joy in their life. If it's too much for me, I'm just going to pass it on to somebody else." Jesus never once weighed the cost of any one of us individually before he went to the cross. I, for one, am thankful. And he said even then to his disciples, he said, "Look at all of the harvest. But where are the laborers? The laborers are few and far between. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send us laborers." Laborers to do the work that God is calling his church to be. If you ever have a moment to look at someone with compassion and you want to ask yourself first, what's it going to cost me to do this? then stop, because your heart is not serving Christ in that. You have got to look at the need, and you've got to say, here I am. You know, when I was a kid one day, I look back now, I'm like, Lord, why did I do that? Because he took me up on it. I remember I came home from church one Sunday. I was having, you know, some hard times in life. And I was just sitting out there in the woods on the little bit of a makeshift porch that we had built around the front of the old mobile home we lived in. It wasn't much of a mobile home. It was all tore up. Insulation ripped out from under the bottom of it. It got cold at night, too, in the wintertime. Woo! Had to take baths in a old wash tub we pulled up from a well about, you know, 200 feet deep in the side of a mountain. You ever gotten that cold water? Take a bath. Okay. I sat down on that little porch, that bit of a porch, and I said something then, and I got myself into a fix I couldn't get out of, but I'm thankful for. I said, Lord, I don't know what I could do, but if I could do something for you, I'd be happy to do it. And then finally, as an adult, I found myself in ministry. I wasn't a young man. I hadn't always been a pastor. I was in the Navy for almost 10 years. I had to grow up my kids and go to school. I've lived life and I've hurt in life. How about you? I can tell you, it's hard. Life is hard. People are weary and they are scattered. But we have to have compassion for our neighbors. What is God that he is mindful of man? Let me ask you this. What is a laborer who is not mindful of his neighbor? What is a laborer that is not mindful of his neighbor? Because I want to tell you, there's a cost in being a believer in Christ. It calls you to walk in faith, not just believe. The demons believe and tremble. You do well if you believe. I have people that say they believe, but they don't tremble. Even the demons know better than that. But to be a follower of Christ, there is a cost. Jesus said there would be a cost. In all of the teachings in the Gospels, we find this. We know that there's a cost in helping. There is a cost in continuing to help. Go and teach, he said. Sheep among wolves you will be. That's what he said. Carry your cross daily, he said. Pick it up and carry it. Be that friend who carries the weight of his neighbor on his back. Is that hard for us as Christians? Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But God gives us the strength. If God gives us the vision to see it and the heart to feel it, he gives us the strength to act. God doesn't equip us with just one or two of those three things. He gives us all three. God didn't say to us, I'm calling you to be my child. I'm going to fill you with the Spirit who can teach you and to guide you and show you all things so you can come and see, and so that you can listen and hear, so that you can then say, well, somebody else has got this. That's hard, isn't it? But I don't hear the hammer nailing anything into my hands or feet. That would be much harder to hear, wouldn't it? Except for those that have faced it and have had those words of bravery that resounded, now I am worthy to be called a faithful believer in Christ. Now I am worthy to be called a Christian. You know what, though? We aren't doing this for the honor of men. We're doing this for the honor of Christ. If I do something and nobody ever hears about it, I don't care. I'm not doing it so you can hear about it. I'm doing it to help and to show God I'm thankful for the love that He has poured out on me. I am here today to remind you of the love that God has poured out on all of us. And I am asking you, are you coming in and going out? Because that's who we are called to be. Go and teach. Be sheep among wolves. Pick up your cross and carry it daily. Daily. What is a laborer who is not mindful of his neighbor? Even more condemning than that. What is a laborer who is not mindful of the call from Christ to be those things in the life of a neighbor? This isn't you. This is me too. This is all of us. We're in this together. How many of you feel like you're rowing the boat by yourself? You feel like you're going in circles? Well, let us disperse the people on the oar so we can get this thing going in a straight line. You got too many people or too many arms on one side and nobody's rowing on the other. Let's get some help. Let's get this thing going together. Let's be a team. Because Christ never said you had to go out there by yourself. In fact, He sent the disciples out in pairs, didn't He? Lessons to learn. Don't go alone. It's too easy to fall. Depend on your brother or your sister in Christ to help. Ask where God is working. Go where God is working. Be what God has called you to be. A light in a world filled with darkness. And how many of us would light a candle and put it under a basket in the middle of the night? What good would that be? I tell you, Christ didn't light candles so they could be hidden under a basket either. I'm talking about you and me as candles in the world. God didn't call us to hide from the world. He said, stand on the hill and look at them. You are going to see people that are weary and scattered. And they know that they're weary and they're scattered. Their life is hard. And us standing beside Christ and looking out, our life is hard. Has been hard. But whether I have little or whether I have much, I have learned to be satisfied in Christ. And we move with that. And we be that friend who's carrying the weight of his neighbor on his back. There's no other way. Have you read in the scripture where it says, well, somebody tells you they're hungry and you tell them to go and find something to eat and be clothed and warm. You haven't done anything. You haven't helped. And you've insulted God. The psalmist says, my flesh and my heart, they fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. If I'm relying on myself for things, it ain't never going to happen. Not to the fullest extent and to the most wonderful extent that God would have it to be. But when I rely on God, who is the strength within me, that's moving me, that's moving us as a church, then God will look and say, what? Well done, my good and faithful servant. And how many of us want to hear that one day? I don't want to hear it from you. I want to hear it from my Lord and my Savior. What is man that God is mindful of him. What is a laborer whose only care is the cost? Jesus said this, and you might measure the cost against these words of Christ. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Who is a laborer that is not mindful of the call to be what God wants him to be and to care for his neighbor? How many of us in here know Christ today as Lord and Savior? How wonderful it is. How wonderful it is. If you don't know Christ, he's calling you to come and to find shelter and to find rest and to find strength and to find hope and to find love and life again in him. And I'm asking you this morning, will you come while there's time? Father, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you for grace and mercy upon me, upon us as a church. Father, help us and strengthen us. Forgive us where we have failed you and strengthen us to be better. Lord, we ask it, not for ourselves, but for you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Will you come while the altar is open?